local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
September 11th, 2001.
I've got a gut feeling there are plenty of live bodies there.
All of us in the FBI pledge that we will leave no stone unturned in our quest to help find those responsible and to bring those individuals to justice.
Against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Our message is to the terrorists, we are coming, God may forgive you. We will not.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. As I said last hour, we're playing a couple of those clips, you know, each hour. We only played one last hour because, heck, we were bookended with two interviews. I mean, it was just a very loaded 4 o'clock slate. But don't worry, 5 o'clock is not lacking at all. We're always firing on all cylinders here from 4 to 7 every weeknight. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you.
Okay, 512, News Radio 92.3. And unfortunately, a lot of those people have not been prosecuted, so still out there.
Yeah,
just but we're gonna, in memory of the victims, we're gonna be playing those specials for you. Hey, you know what? You're gonna see probably a lot more Louisiana plates circulating around Northwest Florida. Hurricane Francine caused widespread flooding and left thousands of people without power near the Louisiana coast Wednesday night. Some Louisiana families have evacuated to Northwest Florida. Scambia County Emergency Manager Eric Gilmore, we had him on yesterday afternoon talking to us, appearing on Pensacola Right Now Wednesday afternoon, says county officials closely monitored Francine as extra teams were called in last night for potential flooding and tornadoes. Didn't happen, thank goodness. And thank goodness we're not in that mode right now of having to pick all that junk up.
Absolutely. And not only are we not in that mode, it's a beautiful day today. I don't think anyone looked outside today and thought, you know, that it was going to look how it looks right now. So very, very pleasant surprise on your Thursday here in Pensacola. Also, PPD gearing up for a big change in October when the new law banning people from camping on public property will take effect. PPD Chief Eric Randall says the law isn't really a criminal matter for those sleeping in public, but more of a civil process for businesses or citizens to force police agencies to enforce the ban. He says PPD has hired new community response specialists that are able to work with the homeless to find ways to help them. They respond to certain calls with police officers. The state passed a public camping ban during the last legislative session, and it got the go-ahead from the state Supreme Court in June.
Okay, FDOT is, they're actually say, bring along a little patience today, as routine utility maintenance may cause delays for motorists in Cantonment. Expect intermediate lane closures on Highway 29. This is near Highway 95A. All work schedules are weather dependent and may be delayed or rescheduled. Not the case today. Those boys are working. Mm. Well, it's 5 o'clock. They're off now. Oh, no, the 4th. Wait a minute, 3 o'clock, they're off today.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're off today. They're not on the side. But tomorrow, they'll be cranking it back up again. Again, that is intermediate lane closures on Highway 29 near Highway 95A.
And our governor, Ron DeSantis, why, he's a happy camper. He's pleased with the results of a new national report that places Florida at the top of educational freedom. The Heritage Foundation has released its latest Education Freedom Report card, which put the Sunshine State in the number one spot for the third year in a row. The governor's office says the achievement is a direct result of the state's priorities to expand school choice and support parental rights in education. The report ranks states based on 4 categories, including transparency, spending, and teacher freedom. Officials also looked at access to scholarship programs.
Okay, don't forget Matt Gaetz coming in 4:20 tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll have live Matt Gaetz on News Radio 92.3. Got a lot of we're going to hit some hard questions.
Yeah.
And so if you have any questions, you might text us some questions. I'll be happy to ask him.
Yeah. Something. And I, we do have the text line open, 850-437-1620. If you want to text in a question for Matt Gaetz, obviously a kind one, obviously not
no,
one.
No, no, give us the hard ones.
Well, a hard question is different than a, like, aggressive, like a mean
he'll answer them. That's the beauty of this. He will answer these questions for us.
Yes, that is true. 850-437-1620. If you wish to add to Chris's subject matter to grill Matt Gaetz on tomorrow afternoon.
And we will. But he knows, because what I have done, I've already set him up. We're going to be talking about Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Right.
We'll also talk about his win over Aaron Dimmick. And what's the future identity of the GOP?
Right.
Where's the party actually heading? And is the governor's mansion in his future?
That's interesting.
Well, you know, DeSantis is term limit.
Yeah.
And he is now the leader about this position as governor. A lot of questions about this coming in. So we're going to ask him. There's just a few, but we welcome your questions.
Absolutely. And again, that is happening at 4:20 tomorrow afternoon. But you know what's happening at 5:15 right now?
Probably the Channel 3 weather.
Well, yeah, traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, hasn't been too much going on, and where we have had issues, for the most part, have just been the usual areas. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox as well, and Brent Lane has some severe issues traveling westbound towards Palafox. That's going to have you backed up to I-110. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and maybe a little bit on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and heading in the direction of Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's dropped a little bit since we last touched on it. 82 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight's low is going to be 76, and tomorrow we're going to see about a 30% chance of rain on the early half of your Friday, but that will dissipate, bleeding you into a clear weekend with a high of 88 and a low of 71.
517 News Radio 92.3. We were talking about Governor DeSantis. Well, he continues to push for the legislature to call a special session. The governor wants to address the affordability crisis among condo owners before the end of the year. Elderly condo owners are being forced to sell during this whole debacle here. It's actually just due to large assessments fees, further complicating the situations. Got a feel for the folks on fixed income.
Absolutely. And Florida Democrats are calling for a federal investigation into a review of abortion amendment petitions. A majority of state congressional Democrats have sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Justice asking for authorities to look into Governor Ron DeSantis' administration's recent efforts. The Florida Department of State has begun reexamining signatures tied to verified abortion amendment petitions for potential fraud at county elections offices. Democrats say that they are supportive of robust, transparent investigations into instances of signature fraud, but they do not believe that the state's review falls under this category. Amendment 4, which would protect abortion access, has been certified for the November ballots, leaving the decision to voters.
Okay, there I was today. Went into Publix Market, the one in Gulf Breeze. There's two of them, but this is the one down 90, Tiger Point.
Right.
Publix is what I'm talking about. So I walked in there, and I saw the manager, because I go in there pretty often, and I went, "Congratulations." And she looked at me and she said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Well, kudos going out to Publix. You guys are now ranked number 5 for large retailers in Fortune's Best Workplaces for Retail in 2024, making it the 11th straight year Publix has made that list. They were also named the 2024 Supermarket New Retailer of the Year and ranked number 1 in July for customer satisfaction." Got some pretty good kudos going out there.
Absolutely. 5:18 here. We will take a quick break. But before we do, want to give this update. We do have a texter letting us know about an accident. Said, accident at Dogwood and Willard Norris in Milton. It's taken out the traffic lights and detours are in effect. So avoid that area. Thank you very much, sir or ma'am, for that text and letting us know. Keeping us informed. That's the thing. We're not just dependable because of what Chris and I are doing over here. It's also what our listeners tell us every day. So thank you for that.
Well, I will tell you, if that lights out this afternoon and afternoon traffic rush,
that's going to be miserable.
Ooh, there's going to be a lot of unhappy motorists going.
glad you don't. A good day to live far away from Willard Norris.
Watch those four-letter words fly today.
Just about 5:20 here. We'll take that quick break. When we return, we've got just a couple more state national news. You know, some of the big hitters here. But also, right before the 5:30 Fox News break, we are giving away a pair of tickets to FSU Memphis for this weekend. Got details on that. And the trivia question you got to answer to get those tickets.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, it's not that bad, people.
Good luck on that.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Discouraged? Defeated? Disappointed? You're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like C-Mex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the debate between President Trump and Vice President Harris last night, the first time they've ever met in person, supposedly, and also, of course, the first time they debated. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about reimagining Palafox, the Escambia Children's Trust, and the proposed sports facility at Ashton-Brosnahan Park. And today is the anniversary of 9/11, the horrid terrorist attack that changed life for all of us, and we will never forget. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com. When you're thinking about what you want from a real estate agent, what do you think of? Obviously, you want somebody who's going to get your home sold. Okay, Christina Leavenworth can do that. You want somebody who's going to get the most value out of your home. We know Christina Leavenworth can do that, regardless of the market circumstances. But what else do you want? You want somebody who will handle whatever need arises and take care of things without you even knowing that they need to be taken care of? Because she absolutely does that. In fact, one of the things I love about Christina is she will go out of her way to solve and even find to solve whatever needs to be done. I was talking to her recently, and she had a home that was closing on a Monday, and on Sunday, they discovered some, like, nail holes in the wall. So what did she do? Well, you get out the spackle, and you get out the paint, and you repair the holes so that you can close the deal on Monday, because that's what needed to be done. So when I say Christina Leavenworth will do whatever is needed to sell your house, that's exactly what she will do. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. I do want to report this first. We had a texter recently tell us that there was an accident that took out the traffic lights at the intersection of Dogwood Drive and Willard Norris Road over in Milton. Not much congestion being caused in that area now, but as more and more people get off work, I'm sure we will see some backups over there, so we'll keep an eye on that. Outside of that, it's just the usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road has some backups. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 76 tonight. As we get into your Friday, it should be just as beautiful, if not more so, than your Thursday is right now, with a high of 88 and a low of 71.
Yeah, weather's just killer over there. If you're driving down Main Street, you see a lot of activity over at Wahoo Stadium. There's a good reason for that. They're playing baseball right now. You have an update on that game?
I know they were in the second. Yes.
Yeah, they were in the second inning. What's going on? They got rained out last night playing the Montgomery Biscuits. They rescheduled. It's a double hitter going on. They threw the first pitch out today at 4 o'clock. That's the game two of the six-game series. Then after that game, it's game three of the six-game series.
The last update they had on their Facebook was the 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second.
All right, so that's going on, so you'll see a lot of activity over there at the stadium. Looking for a house, maybe possibly buying a house, selling a house. Here's your mortgage numbers for the day. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the 30-year rate standing at 6.11%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage remains at 5.62%. Real quickly here, PNS International is shooting me some information. A couple of flights of concern. If you're going to pick somebody up this afternoon, might want to hold off a little bit. If you're picking somebody up from Delta 2211, flight out of Atlanta, scheduled to touch down at 4:45. It's now expected to touch down about 5:47 this afternoon. Charlotte, it's an American flight, 5429. Touchdown scheduled for 6:24, now delayed until 7:35. And coming up out of Tampa, it's a silver flight, flight 80, 7:50 touchdown time. That was your schedule time. Now about an almost an hour late, delayed until 8:50. So that's what's going on at Pensacola International this afternoon.
And here nationally, a Georgia judge dismissing two criminal counts against former President Trump in his election interference case. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee ruled that prosecutors didn't have the authority to bring those charges against Trump, which are related to his alleged filing false documents in a federal court. However, McAfee is allowing the rest of the case to move forward, including eight charges against the former president. Trump pleaded not guilty to racketeering and other charges related to his efforts to overturn his loss in Georgia during the 2020 election.
Okay, should I give you 12, 15 minutes to explain this question? Let me just sit over here and I'll let you try to explain this thing.
Okay, buddy. Here's the deal. We are giving away a pair of tickets to Florida State Memphis. The game gets underway 11 o'clock our time.
Early morning game.
Yeah, noon Eastern time. Yeah, probably going to be pretty hot if I had to imagine. Florida State coming off a bye week, obviously a much needed win. But we're giving away a pair of tickets to that game, and I have a trivia question to that you can answer. You can text in at 850-437-1620. Do not call. Text in 850-437-1620 the answer to this question. This blue-blooded basketball school has the unflattering distinction of having played FSU football over 20 times and has never won once. Who is it? Okay, again, I will ask the question. This blue-blooded basketball school has the unflattering distinction of having played FSU football over 20 times and has never beaten them on the gridiron. Who is it? Again, you can text in to 850-437-1620. That is 850-437-1620. And look, we'll get some winner information, Chris, but I am so proud to say that we've already gotten a couple texts dropping in that have the right answer.
Smart people.
Yes. Someone was on the right track. They named a blue basketball school. We got someone texting Memphis. Memphis is not correct, but we did. But that would have been.
They are blue.
And they do have a basketball history with Derrick Rose. That would have been an interesting choice, but I don't know if they've played Florida State over 20 times. And as I said, we're talking about, yeah, this team has played Florida State over 20 times and has never beaten them.
I got it wrong 3 times.
Well, yeah. Well, but you were on the right track, though. We had someone guess Kentucky. That was not correct.
You might slip up here.
Well, but what I'm saying is we've got the correct answer already.
Okay.
I won't reveal the correct answer until break, or until we come back from break. But yeah, you guessed North Carolina. Once again, you were on the right track. It just wasn't correct. But because I think North Carolina's beaten Florida State, I want to say 16 times, if that's correct. I don't know.
Really?
I want to say it was like, because I wanted to make sure what like other win-loss records were, and I think Florida State was up 26-16, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong on that. But man, see, we have gotten so many people texting in, and you thought people were going to struggle. So many people saying the right answer, but only one person got it first. So we will get that information in just a little bit. But
now you've ticked off about 1,000 people.
No. I think they've done very well. But the thing is, this is the last pair of tickets that we're giving away for this week for Florida State Memphis. You seem like you're upset by that, Chris. You just can't believe it.
Where did the tickets go? Who's walking around here with my tickets?
Yeah.
We're talking greedy here. My Florida State tickets.
Yeah, Chris was begging our bosses to have a chance.
I just want to go to Doe Campbell, man. I'm asking too much.
It is a nice it is a nice scenery, but this time of year you may want to go shirtless.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you, I love the love. Oh no.
I'm John Saucier. Vice President Kamala Harris holding her first campaign rally since Tuesday night's debate against former President Trump. The vice president telling voters fundamental freedoms and rights are under attack.
Like the freedom to vote, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to breathe clean air and drink clean water, and the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride.
Harris called for another debate, but Donald Trump says there will not be another one. The former president at a campaign rally in Tucson, Arizona, noting the debate, the ABC moderators never fact-checked the vice president when she suggested he'd put in Project 2025 if reelected.
They wouldn't correct her on, like, Project 25. I don't know what the hell it is. I purposely have not read it. I could, but I don't want to because they never had my authorization.
And America's listening to Fox News.
More money now. Shares of Delta Airlines rose today after the carrier announced their revenue trends are now improving. Delta says full year 2024 earnings will be at or above the middle of its earlier guidance of $6 to $7 a share. Shares of Moderna falling more than 18% today after the company says it will be pulling back its R&D spending by at least 20% and trim other areas as the COVID vaccine market continues to dwindle. Verizon saying today they expect charges of up to $1.9 billion in its third quarter due to a number of employee buyouts. Roughly 4,800 employees are leaving the company by March under the voluntary separation program. Shares of Verizon are up slightly. Hurricane Francine is spiking oil futures as experts are predicting the storm's presence likely to disrupt production of nearly 1.5 million barrels. Crude oil futures for October around $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by...
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Dolphins are a good but not a great team, and all eyes are on if Miami can take that next step this season. I have the Bills winning the AFC East, but right now they're figuring things out in the post-Stephon Diggs era, and all the pressure is on Miami tonight, and the Dolphins must beat Buffalo in this Week 2 matchup. Tua Tagovailoa and company want us to actually believe they can take that next step this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Fox News.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around. And you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
September 11th, 2001.
We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? We are the wretched refuse. We're soldiers, but we're American soldiers. We've been kicking ass for 200 years.
Go ahead, make my day.
And fire department told us to go run to the wall and don't look outside.
Bang! Right into the middle of it, like around the 70th floor.
Hunt down and punish for these cowardly acts.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Of course, we are going to be playing those clips just a couple times an hour, you know, throughout the rest of this week, honoring the victims of 9/11. 23 years, it's pretty insane. But I do want to say congratulations to Bob from Pensacola. He was the first one to text in. The answer was Duke. Duke basketball, of course, it's a household name, but Duke football, not so much. They have played Florida State unofficially because there were a couple of vacated wins for the Noles. 22 times. And the Seminoles have won every single one. And if I'm not mistaken, only one of them has been decided by a single possession. So Florida State owns Duke football. There is no doubt about that. And Bob owns two tickets to Florida State Memphis.
Bob got my tickets.
Yeah.
Way to go, Bob.
Chris is not going now. Thanks, Bob.
And I hope Bob doesn't look like the Bob character in Beetlejuice, let me tell you.
You know what I said, Chris, earlier?
What?
We have another texter named Amy. She's the one. She said, I've got to get out of my car now, but was it Duke? That's what she said. And I told her, yes, it was. She replied, thanks, and I'm not even a sports fan. That was my point. Duke is a household name in basketball, but in football, they suck. All right, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 540 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, all right, we've got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. A lot of the congestion we had on Highway 90 is starting to die down, maybe still a little bit if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, it's just going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And we did have concerns about the intersection of Willard Norris Road and Dogwood Drive over in Milton as well. There is some minor congestion in that area, but it is not severe at this time. And hopefully it'll stay that way, fingers crossed. As we look at the weather here, 82 degrees still in Pensacola with a low of 76 tonight. You're going to start your Friday off with a 30% chance of storms, but that should dissipate before we get into your Saturday. Friday's high is going to be 88 degrees and the low is going to be 71.
All right, 541 News Radio 92.3. A couple of high school games I want to kind of pass on to you tonight that's being played. Navarre at Mosley. They're playing this down in PC. 7 o'clock kickoff, and then Booker T. Washington takes on FWB. 7 o'clock kickoff down in Fort Walton Beach. So those are the games for tonight. Let me run down the Friday games for you real quick. A pretty good lineup here. Pensacola Catholic at Montgomery Catholic. They'll play that up in Alabama. 7 o'clock kickoff on Friday. By the way, Pensacola Catholic had a bye week this last week. Montgomery Catholic had a big win over Eufaula, 28-0. This is going to be a good matchup.
Yeah.
A real good matchup. And the other game tonight, Booker T, of course, in Fort Walton Beach. Booker T, last week, had a 12-7 win over Milton. Fort Walton Beach had a 14-zip win at their last encounter. I don't have it. It says a 14-10 win at Fort Walton Beach, but it didn't give me the who they played. Duh.
I want to say I had I wish I could remember. It's on the tip of my tongue.
All right.
Bummer.
Okay.
Oh, you're done? You're with the high school stuff?
Oh, no, I'm not. Well, then keep going, man. Escambia, this is for tomorrow night. Let's set the game. What game do we have tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, you can listen to Pine Forest and Choctaw. That is at 7 o'clock. Coverage starts right at 7.
Interesting game there. Pine Forest lost at Niceville 36-14 last week.
Oh, Niceville. Heck, man, they own the region.
And Choctaw, 14-0 win over Crestview.
Really? Shout out Crestview.
Yep.
That's not a bad win.
No. Rough game for Pine Forest this week, though. I want to tell you that. It's not going to be easy. Okay, another game. Escambia versus Bay. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Week 3 results. Escambia had a bye week. Bay lost big, 53-15 against Mosley.
Oh, no. Doesn't Navarre play Mosley?
That's what we're talking about. Tonight? Navarre's playing Mosley tonight. So.
That's what I'm saying. Bringing it back full circle, prayers up for Navarre. Mosley doesn't sound like they're messing around.
All right, here you go. Pace versus Gulf Breeze.
Woo!
7:30 kickoff tomorrow night. Both had bye weeks last week.
The battle for who's the, second best team in the county?
The Bad Dogs.
Actually, Navarre's down right now, and Milton's not doing so hot, so maybe it's for best team in the county. Who knows?
Jay, taking on Baker, 7 o'clock. Week 3 results, Jay had a 35-8 win over Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. Baker also had a big win, 42-7 over Central. Good games there.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Pensacola High School at Destin. Let me see. Pensacola had a 27-22 loss against Tate last week.
No shame in that.
And Destin had a bye week on that. Let's see. Booker T, we talked about that. Milton at Tate. Week 3 result, Milton had a 12-7 loss to Booker T. Washington, and Tate scored a big win, 27-22 win at Pensacola.
Oh,
and
man.
Let's not forget about our school that we really like, North. We like Northview a lot. So the Chiefs up in Bratt. Central at Northview, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Week 3 result, Northview posted a 36-26 loss to Freeport. And Central had a 42-7 loss at Baker. And that's the high school lineups for the weekend.
Yeah, kind of related here. Bakers, they're one of those teams that they've had their moments. They're a pretty good team at their level. So props to Baker. I couldn't point out your school on a map, but you're good at football, at least at times.
And coming up in less than half an hour, we're going to go over the SEC lineup for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. And it is a loaded slate. And normally I wouldn't care, but, you know, Wake Forest plays an SEC team this weekend, so Chris has to, you know, walk me through the motions. Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather.
They're playing Ole Miss. That's why you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I know. I already talked to John Pickens from Pensacola Morning News earlier about it, and he's feeling pretty confident. Okay, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is still kind of backed up. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we do have some issues lingering on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Those are just the few biggest spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the same. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees still in Pensacola. Low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow may start out with a little bit of showers, and that's a maybe. It's like 30% chance. But your Friday is going to have a high of 88 and a low of 71, and it should be beautiful weather on your Saturday.
Okay, if you're a beer lover, I wanted you to take along some extra money for you if you're heading to a Jacksonville Jags game. Get this. Yeah, you know, the fans may be excited over the new football season, but they're the Jacksonville fans I'm talking about, they are not happy at all when it comes to buying beer in Everbank Stadium. The Jags have the fourth most expensive beer price in the NFL. Cheapest beer price, $11.49. That's $11.49 for a beer.
It's crazy.
Well, get this. Saints and San Francisco tied for the most expensive with their cheapest beer priced at $12.
That is such a ripoff.
Jacksonville faces Cleveland in their home owners opener Sunday. So.
My goodness.
If you're drinking beer, you might want to do it before you get in the stadium.
I'm not a beer drinker. I think I'd rather drink arsenic than pay for a beer with $12.
And you're just tight. That's what the problem
is. Yeah, I'm just poor.
Okay, while we're in the genre here of football, let me just tell you, Penn Air Field on the UWF campus, silent this weekend as the Argos have a bye week before facing GSC opponent West Alabama. That happens next Saturday. It's Argos football live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
And, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that station because we've got week two of the NFL season getting underway tonight with Thursday night football. And it's the Bills heading down to Miami to take on the Dolphins in an AFC East matchup. And the Bills are 1-0 after defeating the Arizona Cardinals last week. Miami also enters the game 1-0 after taking down the Jaguars in week one. Kickoff will be at 7:15 tonight, but on ESPN Pensacola, you can listen to pregame coverage starting at 6:30. Again, that is 99.1 FM, 1338.
And here's the redeeming value here. If you can afford to get Prime on your television.
Yeah, if you want to watch the game, Prime Video.
The only way to get it's here on ESPN.
Yeah, if you don't have Prime.
Only way to
ESPN
get it.
Pensacola. So either pay Jeff Bezos or give us some love.
That was a programming update, by the way. That's 5:48. News Radio 92.3. Escambia Commissioner is recommending the county issue a $90 million bond for multiple projects. We've been talking about this for weeks. You're pretty much familiar with this. It's that new indoor facility at Ashton-Brosnahan. Substantial improvements going to the Bay Center. Commissioners will continue the discussion at an upcoming board meeting.
Mm. Also, a Pensacola man was sentenced to 30 years in prison after exposing himself to two children earlier this year. 45-year-old Christopher Steele pled guilty to two counts of lewd or lascivious exhibition in the presence of a minor. The incident happened in January at a local business where Steele reportedly exposed himself to two children in a lewd manner. Officials also said that Steele had been convicted of a sex crime in Alabama years prior and has been in and out of prison since moving to Florida for not keeping up with his sex offender registration.
All right. This is very important, especially if you're watching those interest rates from the central bank. Next Wednesday, Wall Street will usher in the first interest rate cut since March 2020. While it could potentially lower rates for mortgages, auto, and personal loans, those carrying credit card debt still going to suffer. The average annual percentage rate on standard credit cards, about 20.76%, with some in-store retail cards as high as 22%.
Also, Wall Street closing higher as traders anticipate a rate cut by the Fed next week. Mega cap and semiconductor stocks, or semiconductor, however you want to say it, continued their rally and gave the market a boost during afternoon trading. NVIDIA, Alphabet, and Meta platforms had some of the largest gains. And earlier Thursday, the producer price index, which measures the cost of producing goods, was up in August by 0.2%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 235 points to 41.96. The S&P 500 rose 41 points to 55.95. And the NASDAQ gained 174 points to 17.569.
Okay, at the site of the old University Mall. Do you remember University Mall? Were you around for that?
I mean, I think I may have been around for it, but I don't remember ever going.
Okay, well, now sits University Town Plaza, and it's introducing a couple of new tenants as home goods retailer Con Home Plus, calling it quits, moving out of Florida, Floor and Decor. Now, this is a national hard service flooring retailer, is taking over Burlington's former space and plans to open up on December 31st. Con's Home Plus hasn't set their closure date as of yet, but it is one of their many locations here in Florida that are shutting down. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy earlier this year. Happened in, I think it was February.
All righty, 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got an update on consumer spending regarding the upcoming holiday season. We'll touch on that and more right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Did you know that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief for nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea? Of course you do, because everyone knows the Pepto song. But did you know that Pepto also comes in convenient and delightful solid forms?
Pepto has berry fast melts, cherry chewables, liquid caps that make relief easy.
Pepto makes relief on the go easy. So when you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Bit of a callback there for you. Chris, early in my time doing this show, I had a nasty habit on a couple of occasions of playing a Christmas song that I did not know was a Christmas song based on its vague name. But also, I play that because I had given a hint about the upcoming holiday season. I'm assuming you're a fan of the holiday season.
Absolutely.
Yeah, who isn't, right? Well, consumer spending for the upcoming holiday session is expected to be down from last year. Deloitte is out with its first holiday forecast and projects that retail sales will increase by as much as 3.3%, but that's down from a growth of 4% in 2023. Even with the decrease, it works out to roughly $1.6 trillion. With only 27 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, retailers are expected to launch holiday deals even earlier this year.
Yeah, Deloitte and Touche, their name.
Oh, that's how you say it?
They're very, very credible. In terms of those numbers,
oh, wow.
They hit them pretty good, as a matter of fact. So it's really not a big drop, but it is a drop. I see what you're talking about. Change is coming to Weber's Skate World on Stewart Street in Milton. Have you ever seen this facility over there?
No, I have not.
It's a world-class facility. An asphalt road course is going to be built around the existing outdoor 200-meter parabolic track. The new course will wrap around the outdoor track. Now, the present track was featured in January. They had the Emerald Coast Inline Challenge, and in June, hosted the 2024 United States Roller Sports Track and Roads Championships. People came from all over the world to participate in Milton.
Yeah.
This is a big deal. Construction gets underway in just a couple of weeks. If you have not seen Weber's Skate World on Stewart Street, take a look at it. It's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. Just about, I was just about to say, approaching 555, or just about 555, right as I was saying it, 555 on the nose. That's how we do it around here. Let's see, just in time for one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking around, hoping to see a lot of traffic dying down. That appears to be what I'm seeing. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Still got some minor issues there. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Those are the worst looking areas, though. That intersection of Dogwood Drive, Willard Norris Road doesn't appear to be dealing with much, if any, congestion at all. So there's some good news for you to round out this 5 o'clock hour. As for the weather, 82 degrees in Pensacola still. We've been sitting there for a while now. The low is going to be 76 tonight. Tomorrow, we should see little to no rain. That's a good sign, especially considering how Thursday's looked so far. Friday's high is going to be 88, low of 71, and it's going to introduce you to what should be a pretty lovely Saturday.
Yeah, you won't see much rain. It's going to be absolutely killer out there. I mentioned to you last hour, so I had some tree work done on my house.
Yeah.
Came out and cleaned everything out of there. You know what that means for me this weekend?
You don't have to worry about a tree falling on your house?
Well, no, I'm going to have to go out and clean up some more stuff. It looks terrible because they left, you know, lower branches and stuff in the yard.
Ooh.
And so, you know, you're standing out there looking at this. Then the neighbors are driving by, and they're looking at you going, are you going to clean this stuff up?
Right.
You're going to clean it. So the neighbor's on top of me. So I'll be out there cleaning up foliage this weekend.
Yeah, you can catch Chris down and dirty in his front yard.
You betcha.
Also, Chris, let me ask you this, since we're talking about your personal endeavors. You a fan of the MTV VMAs?
I used to be. I used to be.
What changed, man?
Politics.
Oh. Well, we're not going to have
that's totally it. So I don't turn on anything if it's just too crazy. I go back to my MeTV selection.
Right. Well, I will say, I guess there was a lack of politics, I would say, but maybe not as big as you would have expected, because Taylor Swift was the big winner. The VMAs were handed out last night in New York, and Swift won the award for Video of the Year for Fortnite, featuring Post Malone, as well as for Artist of the Year and Best Pop Artist. Swift directed the video and won for Best Direction, and she and Post Malone also won for Best Collaboration. Other winners included Sabrina Carpenter, who won Song of the Year for Espresso, Chapel Roan for Best New Artist, and Eminem for Best Hip Hop Song. Quite a loaded slate.
Well, in 5 days, we're talking music here this afternoon. The music continues on Santa Rosa Island. Bands on the Beach Tuesday night.
Yeah, we had it canceled last Tuesday.
Yeah,
so
it was the Class X Band, I think that's what it was. Well, this weekend, Tuesday, the White Sands Panhandle Band hits the Casino Beach Pavilion stage, 7 o'clock. It's a night of music and fun, really.
Yeah.
I threw that in there, by the way. They didn't write that. Bring along your blankets and beach chairs. Leave the pets and glass at home. They're going to go all the way through October with Bands on the Beach.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got about 6 or 7 more nights of this.
Yeah, well, no, it's a loaded slate for sure.
Oh, it's great.
And it's been going on for a while too. In keeping with this theme that we have gotten going with musical artists, but also just wholesome. Rapper Flavor Flav giving an Olympic athlete her own bronze clock necklace. He presented Jordan Chiles with the diamond-encrusted necklace during the VMAs last night. The gift came after Chiles was stripped of her bronze medal at the Summer Olympics in Paris, following a scoring appeal dispute. Chiles said, "Wow, I don't even know what to say here," and added, "Thank you so much." At the Forbes Power Summit yesterday, she said she's still seeking peace and justice after losing the medal.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Thinking about maybe taking in the Blues. This weather makes me think about the Blues and their practice sessions
Understandable.
On Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Well, forget that. They're just now on Wednesdays in September. Two events, practice sessions remaining this month. And so you might want to, you know, they had two dates set for this week. Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to do the autograph session on the Wednesday.
Right.
Of course, it got rained out, so we didn't do that. But here you go, September 17th and September 24th. I think the 24th is the makeup autograph session date.
Oh, okay.
So what they do, they fly, they come in, get out of their jets, and they go into the museum and sign autographs. It's absolutely free. So
oh, yeah.
Check that out. In the Westgate, by the way, Blue Angel Parkway opens at 9:30. Blues practice session wheels up at 10:30. Of course, that preferred seating is behind the Naval Aviation Museum right there on the flight line. They got the bleachers all set up for you.
Oh, so, excellent.
Enjoy the show. The weather's, I'm looking long-term, five-day forecast for that. It's going to get in there, and you're going to have a great time out there.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back with Hour 3 coming up after WEAR Top of Hour News, giving you one last rundown of everything happening in your world on this Thursday.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.